안녕하십니까? 2015학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2015학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 방송되고 16번과 17번은 연속으로 두 번 방송됩니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jack, have you read the book The Great Gatsby?
Sure. I read it in my literature class last year.
How did you like reading it?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mina, didn't you say you're from Seoul?
Yes, I was born and raised there. Why do you ask?
I'm going on a trip to Seoul next week, and I'd like your advice on where to stay.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Thank you all for coming today. Before we end this parents meeting, we have something to tell you. As you know, our school has had a partnership with Beijing Secondary School since last year. 5 Chinese teachers from that school will come next semester to teach our students. So, we're looking for families to host the visitors. They'll be joining us in January and staying until the end of the semester. Having them stay in your home would be a great opportunity for your family to learn about a new culture. If you're interested, please contact Mr. Gilmore in the school office.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you read the newspaper article about the high school heroes?
High school heroes? What do you mean?
Some high school students saved one of their classmates when he had a heart attack in school.
How did they do that?
They took turns doing mouth-to-mouth and heart massage until the ambulance arrived.
Unbelievable! How did they know what to do?
The newspaper says the students took regular first aid training classes.
Then is it all thanks to practicing first aid regularly?
I think so. That's how they could stay calm and save their friend even in that emergency situation.
Now I see why practicing first aid regularly is necessary.
You can say that again.
5번, 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, is Mr. Peterson here?
Yes, I'm Mr. Peterson. What can I do for you?
It's an honor to meet you. I'm Anna Baker. I called yesterday.
Oh, nice to meet you. You said you're interested in my work, right?
Yes. I went to your exhibition and saw the amazing pictures you took. I'd like to put them in my book.
I'm flattered. What are you writing about?
I'm writing about wildflowers in Canada.
Oh, you are? Then my photos would be perfect for your book.
I'm glad you think so. With your permission, I want to use your pictures. They'll make reading my book more enjoyable.
No problem. I'm happy to show my photos in your book.
Thank you. My publisher will call you with the details.
Great. I'm looking forward to seeing your book. Hello, Gretchen's Boxed Meals Express. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to place an order.
Okay, what would you like?
I want to order some lunches. How much is a chicken sandwich?
They're $7 each. How many do you want?
I'll take 10. And do you have salads?
We do. You can get a green salad for just $3 this week.
Then I'll add 10 green salads, please.
So 10 chicken sandwiches and 10 green salads, right?
Yes. And I also have a 10% discount coupon.
Okay. Please tell me the coupon code.
JD14.
Thanks. I've taken 10% off the total. Where would you like them delivered?
13 Elizabeth Street, please. I'll pay with my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Mrs. Rollins, here's our club science fair poster.
Let me see it. Did you design the title Science Fair at the top middle?
Yes, I drew two test tubes instead of letter I's.
That's nice.
What about the triangle-shaped club logo in the top left corner?
Great! I like this picture of a man. He's looking through a telescope, sitting on a chair.
Thanks. And I put the date and place information on the right side. What do you think?
It looks good.
Do you think the school name at the bottom is big enough to read?
Yes, you did a great job.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lanson Apartment Maintenance Office. May I help you?
Yes, I live in Unit 14. I have a problem with my kitchen sink.
Would you be more specific, please?
I just ran some water in my kitchen sink, and the water isn't going down the pipe.
Okay, we'll send a repairman to your apartment this afternoon.
I'm not sure if I'll be home at that time. Could you tell him to call me before coming? My phone number is 520-234-8500.
Okay. Do you have anything in the cabinet under the sink?
Yes. I put some cooking tools and other things there.
Then please remove them so the repairman can check the pipe under the kitchen sink.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
9번 대화를 듣고 여자의 포스터가 철거된 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. I recently put up some posters about my music club's concert on the campus bulletin boards.
Is there a problem with them?
Yes, this morning I found all the posters are gone.
One of our staff probably took them down. Did your posters have stamps of approval?
Yes, I got all of them stamped, and I put them up on the boards for clubs only.
Then you put them in the right place. Do you remember when you posted them?
I posted them 10 days ago.
That's why they're all gone. We take down the posters after they've been up for 1 week.
Oh my, I didn't know that.
10번 대화를 듣고 여자가 실시할 설문조사에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Claire, how's the survey for your report going?
It's almost ready. I'm checking a couple of things before I start.
What's your survey about?
It's about how smartphones affect our daily lives.
Sounds interesting. Who will you survey?
I'm thinking of surveying a group of college students.
How will you survey them?
I'm planning to interview at least 100 students in person.
That's a good idea. How about offering some kind of gift to those students?
I've already thought about that. I'm going to give them smartphone accessories.
Great! You seem to have everything planned. Good luck with your survey.
11번 마빈 기타 팩토리 투어에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, welcome to the Marvin Guitar Factory Tour. I'm Alyssa Carson, your tour guide today. In a few minutes, we'll board a shuttle bus to our manufacturing building where our tour will take place. There, you'll explore the art of guitar making, from traditional guitar making tools to our new advanced facilities. Also, you'll have the opportunity to play some of Marvin Guitar's limited edition models. Taking photographs is allowed, but video recording isn't. At the end, we'll move to our cafeteria to enjoy a free lunch. This tour will take about 2 hours. Let's get started.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 투어를 고르시오.
Honey, what are we going to do here in London?
How about a Sherlock Holmes walking tour? I got a brochure from the hotel lobby.
Good idea. Let me see. When are we leaving London?
This Saturday morning. So we should go either Wednesday or Friday.
Right. We need to choose the tour length, too. There are 2 or 3 hour options.
I think 3 hours will be a little hard for us in this hot weather.
I agree. 2 hours sounds better.
Good. Do you want to try on characters' costumes? That'll be fun and exciting.
Yeah, I can dress up like Sherlock Holmes. Let's choose the character dress-up option.
Awesome. Well, 2 options left. I think the cheaper one is better.
I agree. Let's choose this one.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Where are you going, David?
I'm going to see my business mentor.
Your business mentor? What do you do with your business mentor?
We meet regularly, and I get her feedback and guidance on my ideas for starting a business.
That sounds helpful. Then how did you get her to be your mentor?
I had read about her business successes, so I wrote her a letter introducing myself and asking her to be my mentor. Luckily, she agreed.
Good for you! Actually, I've had problems dealing with some conflicts in my company.
Really? Then you certainly need a mentor like her.
Is there a way for me to get some help from her?
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, did you see Helen's drawings on her blog?
Yeah, I did. I could really see the improvement over time in her drawings.
Right. They're getting better and better.
I can't believe it's only been a year since she started learning to draw.
I know. Her pictures are really great now. So, now I feel like taking art lessons too. What do you think?
It sounds good, but don't you have enough classes already?
In fact, yes. Now I have a piano lesson and a computer lesson every day. Plus, I take swimming and badminton classes 3 times a week.
Oh my, you're doing all those extra activities and you still want to start another class? That's too much.
I know, but I really want to learn drawing.
(15번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 캐리가 빌에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Bill and Carrie both like traveling and taking pictures. Today, they're joining a safari car tour in Tanzania, Africa. Tanzania is famous for its wildlife, especially for the herds of thousands of buffalo, which make for beautiful pictures. Bill is excited to take close-up pictures of those buffalo. So when he sees a herd of buffalo, he tries to get out of the car to take pictures of them more closely. However, Carrie is worried about the danger of being outside of the car. So she wants to tell him to stay in the car when taking pictures. In this situation, what would Carrie most likely say to Bill?
16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Welcome to Window to the World. Today, we'd like to share some food traditions from around the world to help make your New Year's Eve more special. On New Year's Eve, people in different countries eat certain foods for good luck for the next year. First, in Spain, people celebrate New Year's by quickly eating a dozen grapes at midnight. Each sweet grape represents a good month, and each sour grape a less lucky month. In the U.S. and Europe, people eat green leafy vegetables such as cabbage and spinach on New Year's Eve because they have a similar color to paper cash. In some countries, including Austria and Portugal, eating pork symbolizes progress. Some say it's because pigs never move backward. Whether you actually believe in these things or not, you may find a new favorite food of your own on our list. And if no luck comes your way, at least you'll go into the new year with a full belly.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Welcome to Window to the World. Today, we'd like to share some food traditions from around the world to help make your New Year's Eve more special. On New Year's Eve, people in different countries eat certain foods for good luck for the next year. First, in Spain, people celebrate New Year's by quickly eating a dozen grapes at midnight. Each sweet grape represents a good month, and each sour grape a less lucky month. In the U.S. and Europe, people eat green leafy vegetables such as cabbage and spinach on New Year's Eve because they have a similar color to paper cash. In some countries, including Austria and Portugal, eating pork symbolizes progress. Some say it's because pigs never move backward. Whether you actually believe in these things or not, you may find a new favorite food of your own on our list. And if no luck comes your way, at least you'll go into the new year with a full belly.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 언급된 음식이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 및 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.